Just in a couple of minutes, then, if someone was to say, I'm not going to go to your demonstration tomorrow because you're basically a fascist yourself, a kind of Nazi, because Russia is like Hitler somehow, and we've got to defend Ukraine and plucky Zelensky and send him warplanes and jets and weapons and cluster bombs.
Yeah, what they're doing, so they're unwittingly using the people of Ukraine as cannon fodder in a proxy, an economic proxy war. What we did was provoke this invasion, and the German chancellor just admitted that we provoked this invasion. In 2014, the United States overthrew the democratically elected government of Ukraine. Why did they do that? And then they had the Minsk agreement, which was a peace agreement. And what was that? That meant the government of the Ukraine would stop bombing the Russian-speaking Ukrainians in the Donbass, the eastern part of Ukraine. And the German chancellor just admitted the reason why they got that peace agreement was so that Ukraine would have enough time to build up their military. So when Ukraine actually did start bombing the Donbass again and provoke Russia's invasion to protect those people, that the Ukraine would have a more powerful military to fight. And this is, again, all about economics. The cat is out of the bag. But the people who say that I'm aiding Russia somehow, I've been propagandized. They don't know the history of what's happened. They don't know NATO is an offensive force. NATO provoked this invasion. Ukrainians, their own citizens, Ukraine government was killing and bombing them. People don't know this. They don't know the history, because when the corporate media in the United States still tells the story of Ukraine, they start it from Putin's invasion. They don't know why Putin invaded. They don't know that the Ukrainian government was bombing those people for 8 straight years and slaughtering them. They don't know that they're in bed with Nazis, literal Nazis, which is why when Zelensky campaigned, he campaigned on bringing people together. He campaigned on peace. And then as soon as he got elected, he gets the threat from NATO and he gets a threat from the Nazis in Ukraine that if he does bring peace, they're going to kill him. And so that's why we're in this position we are in today. And people have no idea that that's what happened. So you can call me anything you want. There's only one way to end this war. Everyone knows that the Ukraine war is going to end with a negotiation. So we have to get people at the negotiating table right now. NATO doesn't want, Joe Biden doesn't want a negotiation. He wants to keep this going on. He wants to keep people being killed in Ukraine so we can bleed Russia economically. And that plan isn't working. What we're doing is Russia is now becoming closer and closer with China, and they're going to become the new center of economics in the world, the big economic force. And the petrodollar is going away, which means the American currency being the currency of the world is going away. Way, it's a disaster for the West and NATO and for Europe, which is why I don't understand why the people won't wake up to this. But the reason why they won't wake up to this is because they don't get to see shows like this or hear voices like me. They only hear voices from the pro-war military-industrial complex bought media.